I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
And I'm Ryder.
And on this episode, as with every episode, we'll do our best to answer your questions. Before we begin, though, Dad, last week's clue... And I know we cooked the order, so clue for the last episode that has been released.
Well,
which was the Harry Potter one.
It's the Harry Potter one.
Yeah.
Okay, Nine of Hearts.
Yes, and a lot of people got that. Well done, everybody.
Yeah. Norris's.
Mrs. Norris
is a cat.
Yeah. Ned Slomer got that.
Right.
On Leiter on Twitter got that as well.
Oh,
and Ryder, I know, it's good to hear.
I tell you who else got it.
Yeah.
Michael who? From my office?
I don't know Michael's last name.
Oh, God, how come I can't remember his name? Michael.
From Dad's office.
Michael.
From my office. Got it.
Well done, Michael. Do you take these clues back to the office, Dad, and give
them
to your
friends? Well, I did today for some strange reason.
Yeah, Michael got really into it.
Yeah, you got really into
it. It's a fun game. That's why the people love it.
Now he wants Dad every morning before
school
starts. Workload's building up. And Rides, what was your color for the last episode?
For the last episode?
The last one that was released, which was the not the last one we recorded, but the one before. I think it was gold.
Gold.
It was gold. So well done if you got that.
Doughty.
Doughty?
Michael Doughty.
Do you say Doughty or Doherty?
You say Doherty. You should say Doherty.
I'm calling him Doherty tomorrow.
Yeah.
You want Mr. Doherty? I don't know where he is.
Have you got a card clue for today, Daddy-O?
Yes, I have. So this one is the first part is swans, and the second part is busted holiday house.
Oh.
And the second clue relates to a song.
Okay.
Busted holiday house.
I have no idea. You said before, you're like, oh, this is an easy one, but I cannot figure it out. Rides, have you got a colour for us?
I do. Yeah, it feels unnatural.
Mm.
Sounds like a high-pitched scream.
Oh.
Tastes very sweet and smells rubbery.
Okay. Well, good luck if you get any of them.
High-pitched scream.
A high-pitched scream, yeah, it throws you off. All right. That's a good one. You know what? I don't like it. Our first question comes from Tom on the Gmail. Tom says, "Hi, Bailey family. I'm in my mid-20s and I have a busy job. Outside of that, I volunteer doing various things for charity." Sorry, Ryder, I'm the enemy. You do hate charities.
Yeah.
"Mostly in terms of managing their finances and planning events, which takes up to about 2 evenings a week, sometimes more. The problem is that I'm very introverted, and though I enjoy my job and working with the charity, being around people so much makes me exhausted. This means often when it comes to spending time socializing, I'd rather be at home playing video games or reading. The question is," and this is where Ryder can tune back in, he's grilling you, "how can I ensure that I get time to myself whilst juggling friends and work? Do I need to drop things and try to become an extrovert? Love the show, Tom." So, do you need to be an extrovert in this life? An extrovert being someone that gets their joy and pleasure from interacting with others to get by, or can you get by being... What do you consider yourselves? Are you an extrovert or an introvert?
Introvert.
I'm a perfect mix of both. Because I can love...
Oh, hello.
Of course he is.
It's just so funny. It's just like, no, I am the perfect, I am the ideal being. Yeah. I'm human perfection, so.
Well, of course, that is perfection.
It is.
The absolute you mix of both.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm very, very happy doing both things. And if I do too much of one.
Mm. You need to do some of the other?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. No, I get that. You think you're an introvert, Mum?
Yeah, I think I'm an introvert.
Yeah, that's fair. What about you, Dad?
Well, I think I'm an introvert that's playing the role of an extrovert.
Yeah, I think I'm the same. I spend so much of my life, just because of my job here at Sans Pants, socializing, like professionally. Yes. So when I get a day off and I'm alone, it's like it's heavenly. Yes. I love it. You know, like sometimes I have like a kind of a longish commute to get to work here. It's like an hour. But I love it because I'm just by myself. There's no one else around. I can do what I want.
Do you get exhausted?
Not really. I don't really tend to get exhausted, but I can really appreciate when I'm not experiencing it, if that makes sense.
So but you kind of don't notice that you're overwhelmed or whatever, but then when you get time on your own, you're like, how good is this?
Wow, this is so nice.
But that's not really how you work it out, Jack.
No,
isn't it? How you work it out is when you're being the social butterfly that you are, or moth.
Moth, dragonfly, little bat.
That you are at Sans Pants and professionally or whatever, is that really you, or are you putting on a front and inside going, you want to be the worm that's hiding under the car, under the couch.
Oh, I consider myself a social worm. Also, worm hiding under the couch. That's just a strange place for a worm to be.
Stiff under there.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, I do, I do. Well, I'm never hating it when I'm doing it, you know.
And you're not uncomfortable doing it.
No, no. Well, I'm naturally good at it, not to toot my own horn, but I know what I'm,
Before you get there, do you have to build yourself up to it?
No, not really.
You see, there you go. Yeah. What that means is that you are actually an extrovert.
I'm just an extrovert who likes being alone. Well, am I then not the perfect mix, like Ryder said? Because I can enjoy. Well, why not?
Because you do too much of
one thing, yeah. But that's because I have to.
Doesn't matter.
You wanted to. You picked this job.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point.
You could have kept studying in uni and become
a
professor in an office somewhere.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, what do you think of people? Like, I hate people.
No, that's so.
I don't like people.
They're annoying to be around. Shut up.
Like, well, would you rather be with a group of animals or a group of people?
What are the animals?
Yeah, fair.
It's an important question. Because dogs.
What are the people?
People? Yeah, it's also important.
I like the people I have already.
Yeah.
Meeting new people. I really hate small talk. Hi, how are you? What do you do?
Oh,
to know. Yeah. I like knowing. Mm. I hate getting to know.
Yeah, because, so here's an interesting thing. Everybody at Sans Pants, I've been doing this for like 8 years with. So for me, it's like, I'm not even thinking about it. But if I meet new people and I have to be like, hey, I'm like, this is hell. I'm on. I'm tired. I'm sweating. I want to be at home.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
You're sweating.
Yeah, I don't
know. You're not sweating out of some anxious nervousness.
In my mind, it was just hot. I was at a hot bar. I don't know why that's where I went. Yeah. But you're an introvert, Dad, you think, at heart.
I think so. A lot of my extrovertness has either been when I was drunk.
Yeah, sure.
Or has been a bit of a front until I get comfortable enough.
Well, yeah.
But I guess I'm so used to it now that I've got used to it.
Yeah.
You know? I think about times where we've traveled together.
Mm.
Yes.
And we will be in a line waiting for something and you will be off somewhere talking to some stranger.
Yeah, that's true.
And we'll be like, you wait. When he gets back, we'll know everything about that person.
Yeah. Strangers are my sort of people.
I like the stranger. What a lovely philosophy to have.
Yeah.
Because the stranger you go and talk to and you might get a little story from them, but there's no commitment.
Yeah, you're not going to see that stranger again. Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and I feel like the environment is different for the stranger interaction. The one I always remember is when we were in Scotland and we were at like a pier. And we were at like a cafe, and Dad, I just remember looking out at the end of the pier at like this old crusty fisherman that Dad had befriended. And that crusty fisherman's going to have the best stories, and you're never going to see the crusty fisherman again in your life. Yeah.
But how do you start the conversation?
I'm the crusty fisherman. What would you say to me? Oh.
I'd say, g'day.
How you doing?
Good start.
You know, and find out if they're catching anything.
Yeah, clever, clever.
You live around here?
I hate that. You as a fisherman, that's annoying. People come up to you, have you caught anything? No.
Fuck off. No, stop judging me. I'll tell you if I do. Yeah. So, what would you like them to say to your eyes?
G'day.
That's
what's
fair.
A good game?
Yeah, that's fair. Ah, you're shantytown.
Only half.
So
only
you're
half.
Shitting all these strangers. They're like, oh, that guy.
Possibly, but, you know, you can find a bit of common ground with them.
Yeah, well, you're good at that.
Then you have a conversation about.
And I think with that, it's your choice is a difference as well. A situation that I think is very annoying is not annoying, but it's I don't know what the word is, but it's like you've got a friend's other group of friends and you're meeting them, or your girlfriend's big group of friends,
or your
boyfriend's big group of friends, and you're like, I have to, not only do I have to socialize with these people, this is my introduction to these people.
Yeah.
There's just like a lot of weird levels to that kind of interaction.
Yeah.
And you know you're never pulling it off right. I know I never am. I'm terrible at it.
Are you?
For a very social person, I suck at meeting other people's groups.
What do you do with your girlfriend's friends?
Well, with her friends, it's some of them I've become really good friends with over the years, but it's still some of them I'm just like, I just can't crack this. Because you make friends with people based on sort of like mutual interests, but then you meet another person's group of friends, and the only mutual interest you have is that person. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you end up talking about your girlfriend all the time.
Yeah, well, because you're like, this is what she does, this is what we do. Or you're having just boring small talk the whole night.
That's like when you go to someone's birthday party and you meet one of their friends, you're like, how do you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because
you don't care. Mm. There's nothing they could say, that unless they were like, I'm here to kill them.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's going to be interesting for them to say.
Yes, so small talk conversations
it sucks.
Hard. Yeah. They're hard.
What, and something I used to be good at it when I was doing street-to-street fundraising, because I would just ask people stupid questions or whatever, but I've lost that ability. Every time I'm in getting my hair cut, which is, it's like small talk sort of ground central or whatever, I used to be able to have a conversation with my hairdresser, but I just can't anymore.
Oh, wouldn't you love when your hairdresser starts asking you questions to just go, shh.
I love it. I love chatting. I used to have a personal one.
Yeah.
She wouldn't come round, but our usual.
Yeah.
And we used to chat about Seinfeld and laugh about movies and TV shows and stuff. It's good because what are you going to do? Sit there.
You can't
be on your phone because your hands are covered by the sheet.
I always want to be like, have you ever seen a ghost? Because I think that is my go-to. You want to get rid of small talk. You want to like a
get
drop
straight of, into yeah, the deep stuff.
Drop of oil in water.
Tell me about your childhood.
But I think what's great about have you ever seen a ghost is everybody either has a story, either it's theirs or it's someone they know.
Yeah.
Or if they don't, you probably have a story. So if you're like, have you ever seen a ghost? And they're like, oh, not really.
I have.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, well, I have. Or there's going to be a pause and they'll be like, have you? And you're like, well, now that you mention it.
Yeah, you can tell your story. Is that all you want to really do?
I'm so bad at that. It took me, I reckon, until 15 years ago to realize when someone asks me a question, I have to ask them that question. Yes. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm bad at that as well. Sometimes I can't be bothered.
How self-centered was I?
No, but like I get it. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to know. So you're just getting my story and that's it. But do you think you have to be an extrovert to get by? Can you survive as just an introvert?
Well, I read that there are not really that many extroverts in the world.
Yes.
It's a myth. And so actually we're the normal ones.
We're the freaks just making friends with everybody.
So I think that, who's this person?
This person is Tom.
Tom, you're doing amazingly well.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with – I don't think you have to socialize in this life.
Mm.
You know, you're saying, Tom, that you go to these charity events and it's like exhausting because there's all these people that you got to meet and you got to socialize then. So when you get your off time, you don't want to go and socialize further. Yeah. I think that's okay.
I think that's really normal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's worthwhile socializing at some point, but you don't have to do it like every week. Do you know what I mean? If you're the kind of person who socializes, like I know, for example, Rides, you will sometimes see your friends like every second weekend. Do you know what I mean? And you're not going to see your friends every single week.
No.
And that's fine. If that's how you, if you're comfortable in your life, great. Mm. That's the way to do it. Yeah, absolutely.
So I've got a last little bit to this conversation that I'd just like to ask everybody a question.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back a bit to what we were saying. Who do you feel comfortable shushing?
Oh.
And who do you not feel comfortable shushing?
That's a great question.
Like, only you three.
Yeah, you shush us all the time.
I don't know. It depends. Depends on what I'm shushing them for, I think.
Yes.
You don't shush, you say, hold on.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. In what situation?
Anyone that you're not close to.
Okay.
Because shush is a bit saying, more offensive. Fuck you, yeah. I don't want to hear what you're saying. Yeah. Hold on is saying... Hold excuse that thought. Me, yeah. Let me, you know.
Yeah, for yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
And in
what would you say? Excuse me first. Like, excuse me, mate. Just hold on. I've just got to do this, and then I'll come back or whatever.
Say, would you ever say, "Could you please stop talking"? How do you feel?
Not
about
with that,
that
hand.
Yeah, that was fairly sassy of me. Could you please stop talking for a second? That was talk to the hand. The face ain't listening.
Some of my students have said that to me. Stop talking.
Have they shushed you?
Oh, that's great.
They haven't shushed me, but they've said.
I do this really. Bad thing though.
Yeah.
Where I will just, like, if someone's talking to me and I don't care, I'll just zone out and do something else. I'll be like, well, I'm disinterested. I've had enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this.
It was something that I noticed. Was like, he's not listening. Like, and for a period of time, I would keep talking. But then as we grew up, I was like, well, this is sometimes we'll be in the middle of a conversation. I'll see you elsewhere and I'll just stop. I'm not even mad. I'm just like, well, okay.
And sometimes I'll come clean as well. Sometimes, like a minute later, I'm like, I didn't listen.
Yeah. Hey, I wasn't listening to a word you just said.
Yeah. I'll be like at school. Did that happen all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. Another weird thing you do, and you've gotten better at it, is when you finish your meal, you just stand up and get ready to go. You don't look at anybody else.
Because I'm done.
Yeah, finish your meal. You just get up and you'll be like, ugh. I'll be like, yeah, sorry. I'm still eating my chicken.
I like apologies. The idea of you at school putting your hand up in class saying, sorry, I'll stop listening.
Yeah, can you say that again? Attention.
Well, I say that when, like, they say, okay, now do this, I'll tell them. I'll be like, oh, I didn't hear. Can you say that again?
Yeah.
Oh, usually when they ask me, though, I'll be like, oh, why didn't you do this? I'm like, oh, I must have zoned out.
Yeah. You could pretend you were a bit deaf.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry, I'm a bit...
I should do that.
Yeah. Get on it. Get on that. Combine that with calling yourself...
Because a lot of people think I'm deaf, but I'm not.
You're just
I just
not
stop
listening.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Should combine that.
Your auntie was like that when she was little, too.
It's very hard for me to... consistently pay attention if I just don't care.
Yeah,
it's really, really hard. And I try.
Oh, I'm sure.
But
I don't think it's rudeness. I think it's
my brain chooses not to listen because it doesn't care anymore.
Yes. Absolutely. Should combine that with your Ash persona that you use to order pizza and stuff. Hi, I'm Ash and I'm a little bit deaf. All right, so our next question also comes from the Gmail from B. Ooh, mysterious. B says, Dear Bailey family, I need your advice concerning something I know you are true experts in. But let me explain. Although I mostly listen to D&D's for Nerds, I keep coming back to Bailey Family Circus a lot. Besides the obvious reasons, you guys are very entertaining and sympathetic, there's something about your show that really touches me every time I listen to it. I'm so moved by how warm, respectful, and loving you are in your family, while still being laid back and funny, mocking each other. I am soon going to be a father. One of the reasons I want to have kids is that I'm dreaming of having a family with kids that enjoy having a healthy, close relationship to me and their mother, even when they're grown-ups one day. So I asked the Bailey parents, could you please share with me your obviously successful parenting tips, and Jackson and Ryder, what did you like or dislike in the way you were raised? Thanks for your show. I'm glad you're doing this. Greetings from Cologne, Germany.
Oh, wow.
This is a nice question.
That's a nice question.
Oh, I like
think
this
Jackie
question.
And Ryder have to answer that because we don't know.
A huge thing which I think every parent and child should do is
knuckle sandwiches.
That's it.
the secret to success. A knuckle sandwich for just tickling someone with your knuckles.
Something being right. Sorry, Ron, I had to jump in there.
Stupidity.
We're listening now.
Yeah.
Well, is as well as be a parent, be a friend.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's massively it. Yeah. So something, and it's funny because I think there's something that mum and dad have been doing since we were kids. I always remember you, mum, saying that, like, even when I was a baby, you just prop me up and talk to me.
Yeah.
Well, prop me up just sounds like you put me on a shelf and just be like, yeah, whatever. Anyway, kid, how you doing? But yeah, you talk to me like I'm a person, not like a...
Yeah,
like
even before you could talk, I talk to you.
Yeah, which I think is really valuable. I think a lot of parents are like, the role is I am parent, you are child. So that's how it's got to be.
Did we punish you enough?
Probably
that's
not.
That's not an issue.
Not even close.
We should have punished you more.
The reason I am the way I am is because I wasn't punished. Yeah, we were good kids. You were a bit rowdy.
He was pretty good, though.
That's good.
Yeah, you were.
I just complained and fought with.
Yeah, you did. Absolutely. But yeah, we weren't ever like, and I think that is because mum and dad treated us as like just equals, kind of. Yeah. Well, not equals. Like, we knew that you were our parents. It wasn't like, you know, we go out and just...
We could be like, let's get Macca's for dinner tonight. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Bro, sounds good. But like, it was always, I don't know, there was like a good amount of respect both ways. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we always wanted you guys, we to feel treated respected. You like you had rights.
Yeah.
So if you disagreed with anything that we said, your opinion was valid.
Yeah, for sure. And like, even stuff where we'd be like, oh, I want to do this. And you're like, you can't do this. It was never like, you can't, that's it. You'd be like, you can't do this because this, this, and this, and this. You just tried to be reasonable in all things.
Right.
Yeah.
But some people say they criticize they're not your friend, they're your child. They say you shouldn't be.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people say that.
Yeah. But I think that comes down to, like, it's not like, You guys were, like I said, you weren't just friends, you know.
Yeah.
It was just that you were parents and friends at the same time.
Yeah.
And because we knew that you had authority, obviously, over us.
Yeah.
But it was like a king you respect, you know. The king's like, you must march to battle. And you're like, yeah, but the king, he knows what's best. So.
But even though you were kids and we had to guide you, you were still equal.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like we are the authority and you are the underlings.
Yeah. And you had fun. That I think that was a really important thing as well. Like, so much of our childhood was fun. Do you know what I mean? And not just necessarily like it was
being out and fun anywhere.
Yeah.
Shopping. Yeah.
Was fun.
It was fun because Dad would chase us and we'd hide in the clothes and stuff.
Yeah, or Dad would do that thing where Mum would talk and he'd waggle a vegetable behind her. And we'd turn around and Dad would be like, nothing's happening. And then Mum would be like, is he waggling a cucumber behind me? And we'd be like, you got it. And it was just, I don't know, it was silly. And it just meant that, like, stuff like that wasn't a chore, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also heaps of games, you know, like we'd get home from school. And it would be, I don't know, it's hard to kind of put my finger on, but it would be the kind of thing where it wasn't just like me and you went and played or we individually just went and played. It was like the family was doing something. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Dad created a lot of silliness.
He introduced a lot of silliness into our lives.
Yes.
But that's so valuable as well. Backyard Quidditch.
Trampoline Quidditch,
where Dad would flip over the trampoline and me and Ryder would sit on the legs, which were kind of like a metal bar.
Yeah.
And they would be the brooms and Dad would throw balls at us.
Trying to hit you.
And then sometimes I couldn't watch your games. Like that one where he would put the trampoline straight up and you would run up to the end.
And just slam into it.
What did you call that, Rod?
Trampoline lifting. Very, very practical.
Something the other day that I was chatting about with my partner and then with Rides is my partner was letting me know that when she was a kid, and this is so adorable and so her, she had a system for finding out what her mom had bought when she went shopping.
Yeah.
So first she would ask, is there any, I always forget the first one, something like any likeys or any me likeys. They had like names and that was just like a present for her. Then there was interested ins, and they were things that had been purchased that she might just want to know about. And then that was sometimes, occasionally there was. And then the last thing was, are there any mummy yummies, which were like snacks that they'd pair yeah. mom had bought specifically for her.
Oh, and
I was
so
pissing myself laughing. I was like, that's so hilarious. But then she was like, do you have anything like that? And I was like, well, we just would call it a special. Like, yeah. if you went traveling, we'd be like, are there any specials? But then yeah. I remembered Little Somethings.
Oh, Little Somethings.
And yeah. Old Bamboo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Old Bamboo being a slice of apple. And then I messaged Rides about it, and this made everybody at Sans Pants just laugh for ages. I was like, hey, Rides, what was the difference between a Little Something and an Old Bamboo? And Rider was like, well, a Little Something... He's like, an old bamboo was an apple slice, but a little something could be anything, even an old bamboo. And, oh my God, that's so funny. A little something could be anything, even an old bamboo. Yeah. Oh man. And you would come in, we would sing Old Bamboo, the song from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and we would get an apple slice. And then Ryder also reminded me that a little something was occasionally a vitamin C tap. Something we were always so excited about because it was like candy for us.
What about the trampoline game, Boys Can't Stand Up?
Boys Can't Stand Up is a classic. Did that come with an accompanying tune? Was it like Boys Can't Stand Up? Yeah. And that game would be me and Ryder would stand on the trampoline, Dad would lie down, and we would try to stand up, and Dad would hook our legs, and we'd fall. And that was Boys Can't Stand Up.
But you know what's funny? All these games, and we never got injured.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, never. Like, I've never broken a bone. Yeah.
All our friends playing sport, breaking legs, getting concussions.
Absolutely.
Us climbing up springs of an old trampoline,
yeah.
3 meters into the air, dropping it, slamming on the ground, yeah, nothing.
We're fine. What about, what was the name for it? Was it just called Rotten Fruit Cricket or Off Fruit Cricket? So that was cricket where fruit. You would... Was it just fruit cricket?
No, that's fruit talking.
So I had a cricket bat. Yeah, fruit talking something else, and I'm sure we'll discuss that. And that was Dad would throw old fruit from the compost at us, and we would have to whack it with the cricket bat. And I always remember getting a pineapple or a mango square in the face, and it getting in my eyes and me crying, but then I tasted a little bit of the mango and was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then fruit talking is a game where you put a piece of fruit in your mouth.
And talk.
I've always thought we should do an episode, fruit talking.
We should.
No one would listen to it.
We should do an episode where it's all, hey, look at this episode. People would get it if they'd listen to this episode. If they were like, oh, Bailey Family Circus, maybe I'll listen to this.
Yeah, what's wrong
is happening?
What's wrong with my computer? The sound's off.
I'm going to send a message. Dear Sans Pants Radio. So I don't know. It was like... It was mutual, I think.
Yeah.
And that was the most valuable part.
There was never, oh, okay, I'll play with the kids.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'll figure something out and they can do this. It was like, okay, let's think of something fun that we can all do
exactly
together. And it was, you know.
And I think that sort of worked both everyone. Ways. Right. Like it meant that obviously we knew that you respected us, but it also meant that we would be like, we play together so often, we're kind of mutuals. If you're like, oh, I'm... You know, I can't play today. I don't ever remember being like, oh, mom and dad can't play. I'm upset. Do you know what I mean? I just remember being like, oh, okay. Well, they're busy right now. We'll play in the sandpit or whatever.
A big criticism of our generation, and sometimes we discuss it, and I discuss it with my sisters sometimes, is that we were too soft on you.
Yeah.
That we didn't let you kind of stand on your own 2 feet.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's
probably.
It's true for this generation.
Yes.
I could have probably done with some more discipline.
Yeah.
You know, I think.
But you didn't need it.
Yeah, well, exactly.
We should have actually made you do more chores.
Chores. Yes.
Oh, man. You were a bit spoiled.
We didn't do any chores.
Dude, I never did any chores in my life.
Sometimes mum would be like, all right, there's a system. Jack takes out the bins every Tuesday. Happened for a week and then we stopped.
Like everything in this
family. It
didn't
get enforced.
You would get chores that would be the new plan and nothing would happen. And the same thing would happen with food. We'd be like, all right, we're doing this new thing. No apples or processed meats. And 2 weeks later, we'd be like, well, we'd like.
I remember when we first moved into where we are now, and inside the pantry door, I made like a table.
Yeah.
And it was like your jobs and your jobs. And I said, you have to tick them off when you've done them. And for years, it was there with one tick each.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
Because you do the first one and then you forget.
You'd look at I would not even think about the tally system. So, we could have done with more chores.
None of my friends did chores. Well, one of them still does chores.
Yeah.
But the other ones, they never really had that. So,
I think it
is a big thing about this generation.
So, what made Ryder tidy, at least with his own stuff, and you not so?
I don't know. That's a good question. That just feels like natural.
difference in your...
I can't really think of anything specifically in the way we were raised that made right and neat. Cause,
well, I was comfortable around clean.
Well, I mean, like, so am I. I'm not uncomfortable around
clean. We like clean. We just can't do it.
Yeah, I definitely got that from you two. Yeah,
have you ever seen Ryder pack up his fishing gear?
No, but I bet it's spectacular.
Oh, man. I watched it the other day. I thought, bloody hell, look at the way he packs everything and it's all neat.
And then I think about your tools all over the place.
Oh, man.
I literally, like maybe 3 days ago, cleaned my room and made it spotless, gorgeous. Literally today I woke up and I was like, why does my room smell weird? And then I stood out onto just like piles of clothes. I was like, how have I gotten rid? Clearly what happens is I finish a day of work, get home, take off my clothes at the side of my bed and just leave them there and then fall into the, like,
when you
so
clean your room, after it's clean, do you go out and then come back in just to see what it looks like when you first get in? Yeah.
No, but I'm excited when I'm going to go to bed because of that.
I just got brand new pillows, brand new pillow cases and duna cover.
Oh,
heaven.
I laundered, did a big laundry thing recently of all sheets, pillowcases, duna cover. I took them to the laundromat. Like, it's that very good. It's a very good feeling. So, yeah, look, I think a lot of it was just came down to that mutual respect. But what made it so that we could stay friends even into adulthood?
Well, because it was already established.
Yes, I suppose so.
We like each other.
We get on well with each other. We enjoy each other's company.
That's the big thing.
Yeah. And we've got the same sense of humour.
Yeah, definitely.
One thing we have with our parents, like me and Mum, our parents, we had this obligation thing. You know, like I knew I had to go and see my parents every weekend.
Yeah.
Otherwise they'd be disappointed or whatever. Not that it was any fun going. You know, it wasn't like a, but you knew you had to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I guess we know, we always know we're loved. That's something as well. Yes. Like you were always very, like, you made sure we knew that kind
Did
of
Mum
no matter
recently
what.
Ask you if she could hug you?
No.
So you're not going to hug Jack?
All right.
No, because when I was a teenager, I really hated being hugged.
Yeah.
By my parents, it was a weird thing. And so when you guys became teenagers, I kind of really backed off, even though I wanted to keep hugging you. But I still really want to hug you heaps. And so I said that to Ryder, he gave me permission.
Yeah.
He said that. Don't,
yeah, it's never
don't
been
put
a
your
concern,
childhood
right?
weirdness.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care. I've always been. I remember you asking that as a teenager, being like, was it weird, you know, hanging out with your parents or getting hugged by your parents? I was like, I don't care.
Mm. It was just weird for me. Didn't like
but
it.
But I think as well, because we've got that respect and, like, we know we're loved and we know we're always supported, so it's just never a big deal, you know what I mean?
Here's a question to you, hun.
Mm.
Did we grow up more weird than our kids?
Oh, good question.
Do you mean are we weirder than our kids?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't know. Me and Ryder turned out. I mean, like, we're good, but we're weird, you know?
I think everyone's weird, though.
Yeah.
I don't think there's such thing as normal.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really say weird, not weird.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
because everyone's weird.
Everybody gets...
Even if they don't show it, they're weird.
Yeah. No matter what, you'll find out something weird about someone. Mm. I've learned recently that one of Zoe's friends eats a mango by cutting a little hole in it and then squeezing it with his hand so all the juice comes out.
Wow.
Everyone's strange.
Yeah.
But, well, look, hopefully...
Well, your Auntie Nikki eats a salad roll sideways, not from the front
so
down,
wrong.
But...
Like, I know one of my friends does that. Like, he'll get a Subway and he'll eat it on the side.
That's insane. Well,
and
like
finish,
a cob of corn.
Finish with just bread.
Yeah, finish with just bread. That's what
terrible
they do.
Terrible news.
Oh, horrible.
Like a harmonica.
Yeah. Far out. I found out just today in a Shut Up a Second we recorded that Adam, as a child, he...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There was his group in primary school near one tree, and over a bit of a field there was another group with another tree, and they would play a game where they would cut off bits of the tree and plant them, and they would see whose tree grew the quickest.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Adam was like, that was my primary school game, and I was like, we liked to grab the electric fence behind.
And play with sticks because it was forbidden.
Yeah,
that was, and get swooped by Max.
Yeah, yeah, that was our sort of our games. But hopefully, some of that stuff's useful for you, and we love that you love the show.
Where is the Ryder magpie picture?
What? Oh, yeah, that'd be a great picture to find.
Yeah.
Ryder did a great drawing back in the day of him and his friends being swooped by a magpie, on purpose, might I add.
They used to, there were magpies that swooped, and they used to go onto the Oval at lunchtime and try and get swooped.
Because it was exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a bit fun when you're eyeing off with a magpie and you're like, I know it's coming, buddy. Yeah. Bring it on. Our final question comes from Toby, again on the Gmail. Toby says, hi, Bailey family. This isn't a need for advice, just a simple question. What is the rivalry between New Zealand and Australia like for Australians? Here, New Zealand, it is a big deal in almost everything, from sport to advertising, but I have a sneaking suspicion that Australians don't even care. Summary, New Zealand versus Oz. A fan from across the ditch, Toby. Across the ditch?
Right.
That's good.
I love New Zealand.
No, do you mean he's right in that we don't
care? We don't care.
Yeah.
Like, until it's brought up, we don't care.
Like our little brother.
But it's,
well,
we do sort of consider you our little brother.
But it's, you do it just because it's you have to do it. But only when it's brought up. We're not walking around being like, fucking New Zealand.
Yeah. I have it with England, not with New Zealand. New Zealand England. Is our buddy.
Yeah. It is funny that Australia, it feels like if Australia could give New Zealand a noogie, it would. Like, grab it and rub its hair.
Yeah, little, knuckle sandwich in New Zealand.
Your little tucker. Yeah.
But as with a lot of little brothers,
we'll
play with New Zealand when we want to.
You know what I mean? Absolutely, yeah. when we want to play with New Zealand might be like, play with me. And we're like, ugh. Okay.
All right, just this once.
That's funny because that so was not my childhood growing up.
I was the little brother,
even though I am the bigger brother. Ryder would be like, play with me. And I'd be like, I don't want to. And you'd be like, I don't care. We're playing. And I'd be like, okay.
I'd steal your book.
I know. I think that's so cute. Like, I was a voracious reader as a child. And Ryder would, because he wanted to play and I was reading, he would steal my book and hide it. And I love that because that means your cute child brain was like, he doesn't have the book. Like, that's in the
what
way.
What else is he going
to
do?
The book is what's stopping him, not his desire to read the book. It's because he's got the book there. Like, I'd be like, oh, well, it's in the vents or whatever. Okay, Ryan, let's play. That's so cute. But the rivalry, it's just something I don't consider. I think we quite like New Zealanders on the
whole. I don't think anyone really
hates
them. I think they just do it. Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, like it's kind of like almost like, oh, you got to have a rivalry, but
it's a friendly one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they all do it, you know, America, Canada, UK, Scotland.
Yeah, of course.
Well, England, Scotland.
But we will claim any good thing from New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
We've stolen a lot of their artists.
Singer, like Split Ends, we pretend they're from they're Australian.
Is the pavlova one of those things?
I think pavlova is New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, that's a big fight.
Yeah.
We're still fighting about that.
Not resolved yet.
We're still in a fight, New Zealand, about who created the pavlova. A fine dessert, you know? Like,
I love kiwis.
Yeah, me too.
Whenever you see one, you're like, oh, yes, talk.
Yeah, I don't know. They're fun. It seems like there's a fun culture there.
I think you're the sweetest country on the planet.
Yeah.
I went there for the first time last year or the year before, and I didn't want to come home. Like, if you two would move there, I would move to New Zealand.
Yeah, nice.
I'm very, very keen to go.
I'm jealous of New Zealand. I'm jealous that you get such nice, beautiful environments. Like, you get, like, snow and stuff. That's so exciting.
High peaks.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of their prime minister.
Yeah, absolutely. Much better than what we got. Yeah. So, I don't really think there's really much in the way of rivalry, although it's interesting to hear that there is in New Zealand. It'd be very funny to go to – well, that's what he said. Be very funny that in New Zealand it's in like the advertising and the sports and stuff.
So they'll be like,
yeah,
Aussies are.
Oh yeah,
it, Aussies are bad.
I thought you said it's interesting to hear that there is a New Zealand.
Yeah. That's interesting. Well, yeah, I thought it was a myth, but it's cool to learn that it's a real place.
That's a bit sort of true in a way, as some Americans don't know where Australia is. Yeah. There's probably some Australians who've got no idea about New Zealand.
Absolutely.
Because it's not.
Well, some people that think it's another state of Australia as well.
I'm always annoyed, and New Zealanders sound off, that we are put in the same section often. So, like, I remember at It's a Small World at Disneyland. Every country gets its own little section of terrifying robotic children, but we share a stage. Like, no.
Well, you know, there was a map that was made a while back, and they just didn't include New Zealand.
Oh, that's rough.
That's right. Yeah.
That's rough.
It's okay to do it to Tasmania.
Yeah, well, that's little. You know.
Well, Tasmania is just Australia. Usually they extend the point of Victoria a bit just to push it up.
But
many maps have left Tasmania off.
That's crazy. Yeah,
official maps. Tasmanians certainly.
Imagine going to New Zealand and finding out that it was like really intense on that side of the ditch.
Like, oh, fucking Aussies. Yeah.
Like, there was like the ads weren't like a friendly rivalry. They were like, yeah.
Well, I remember going over there when I was like 15 or something, and my cousins would stir me up a bit, and I didn't quite get it, like about Aussies being a bit dumb and sort of. I don't know, like something, you know.
There
is a few, there's a dig at the Aussies.
Well, I think, unfortunately, we've got the bad stereotype. You know what I mean? So, like, the stereotypical Aussie is like a larrikin in a bintang singlet, shorts, stubby in hand. Oh, hey, you do, you know. But your typical New Zealand is like a sweet little guy in a sweater or whatever. So we kind of got the rough end of the stick there. Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, the Canadian is a quiet, polite, gentle person and the American is a loud, brash, annoying, you know. So I get why, because what can we say to a New Zealand? Like, if you're in a fight, what have you got as ammunition?
They've got a funny voice.
You say fish and chips, weird. You're loud and rude in Thailand.
You've got a couple of sheep jokes as well.
Yeah, that's true. You can always chuck in the sheep joke. Even though I'm sure we have the same amount of sheep.
We have more. We have so much more.
But they're more condensed over there. That's the thing, guys. That's the thinking, I think. So, yeah, look, there just really isn't a rivalry, as much as people like to pretend there is. Unless there's one really intensely on your side, and please send us some anti-Australia propaganda.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of affection for New Zealand.
Yeah, me too. Yes, we do. Definitely. Yeah, I think we do love them like a little brother.
Little cute brother.
Yeah. Oh, Dad, that's sad. I saw your shantytown just collapse then.
Yeah, it hasn't gone well today.
No, I've been watching it out of the corner of my eye.
It's been rough.
Yeah.
All right, well, before we wrap up, Dad, can we get that card clue one more time?
The card clue is swans and busted holiday house.
All right, and that's a reference to a song?
And the second part is a reference to a song.
All right, and rides are... Your colour.
The colour feels unnatural, sounds like a high-pitched scream, tastes very sweet and smells rubbery.
Oh, there you go. If you can figure... Yeah?
Go on. I was going to say...
Yes, please.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, today's Dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
Yeah.
Please, when this episode comes out, send birthday messages to me or Mum on social media and we'll pass them along.
Thank you.
And on that note, I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
I'm Ryder.
And if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or message us in the Discord or Facebook. We know we'll see it. Goodbye. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to sanspantsplus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's sanspantsplus.com.